Dipti, she's got the paper review today. Something of a theme is going to emerge over the next couple of days here on France 24, I think. French Prime Minister Michel Barnier facing two votes of no confidence against his government. The political crisis is dominating the papers, isn't it, Dipti?
Yeah, absolutely. The French far right and left have brought forward these two votes of no confidence against Michel Barnier. They're expected to pass through on Wednesday. Now, it comes after he triggered that controversial constitutional mechanism known as the 49.3 article that essentially allows the government to bypass a vote and push through a bill, in this case, the budget bill. Now, if you want a sort of really good explainer on what this crisis is about and what that controversial mechanism is about and why it's so controversial, The Guardian has a very good article that kind of sums it up, so it's well worth a read for a refresher course. Now, looking at what the press is saying, this is La Voix du Nord. This is a regional paper here in France, which really spells it out. It says, is this the beginning of the end for Michel Barnier? And really warns that it appears that his days as prime minister are numbered now in the wake of this crisis.
You found a lot of criticism levelled at Marine Le Pen, haven't you, in the papers?
Yeah, absolutely. This is from Le Figaro, which says, you know, Marine Le Pen really chose the kind of nuclear option by bringing forward this vote of no confidence. And they also wonder why they really question the timing why she decided to trigger this political crisis with no possibility of an election. Because, of course, French people went to the ballots back in July for snap parliamentary elections. And under the rules, no Emmanuel Macron cannot dissolve parliament for another year. So until at least July 2025. So the paper really critiquing her for contributing to this risk of France now being facing the possibility of plunging even deeper into a political crisis on top of an economic crisis as well. This is from Libération, the left-wing daily, that's going with a very symbolic headline there, Le Jeu de la Dame. It's actually a play on words of a TV show called The Queen's Gambit. The French name of that show is Le Jeu de la Dame. So they're sort of playing on that. And it also means yoke, the yoke on a bull's back. So really that sort of imagery of a noose hanging around, so to speak, hanging around Michel Barnier's neck right now. And the paper says that he really has himself to blame. He sought to sort of ensure his survival as prime minister by pandering to the far right. And in the process, he ostracized the left. And this is the situation we have today.
Let's move to something else. Dipti's found a captivating article for us in the New York Times. It looks at what could be the first group of climate refugees in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's a long read from the New York Times. Once again, well worth a long read. This is the town of Tuktoyaktuk. It's an indigenous hamlet in the Canadian Arctic where the permafrost is melting rapidly, and it's the effects of that is are already being seen by residents. In fact, they can even measure just how bad the situation is. A few decades ago, the permafrost was just underneath the surface of the region. Warm temperatures have pushed it further underground. In some cases, it's collapsed into the lakes nearby or even the Arctic Ocean. Locals can already see what happens when permafrost melts. Previous frozen dirt is now visible, and it even comes with certain smells. It unlocks carbon dioxide and methane that are basically just emitted straight into the air. And we know that these are already huge contributors of climate change and global warming. The human cost is also immeasurable. Some houses built on the tundra are now sloping, could collapse entirely. These inhabitants are likely going to have to leave the region in the years or decades to come and leave behind also their customs, their lifestyle, their traditions, because they are an indigenous community who inhabit this area. In the process, could become among the first mass climate refugees of the world.
Now, Donald Trump has met with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, at his residence in Mar-a-Lago. The future US president has, what a surprise, made some eyebrow-raising comments.
Yeah, that's right. The New York Post reports that Trump actually hosted Justin Trudeau at his residence with a three-hour dinner, prompted really by Trump's threats of imposing a 25% tariff on Canadian imports. Trudeau was really there to plead his case for Canada and convince Trump not to impose the tariff, which he said would kill the Canadian economy, Trump then joked that the U.S. could annex Canada and make it the 51st state of the U.S. and that Trudeau could be governor. Comments that the Post reports drew, quote, nervous laughter. Someone said Canada would be, in that case, a very liberal state, to which Donald Trump said, well, we can split it into two and have one that's liberal and one that's conservative. Jokingly, of course, but you know, with Donald Trump, you never know how far the joke might go.
Certainly true, you never know with Donald Trump, do you? Finally, a strange fashion trend. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's been spotted in Orca, Wales, in the 1980s, but it's resurfaced. That's a very good word for it, isn't it, once again?
Yeah, no pun intended. A group of orcas off the west coast of North America have been spotted wearing a single dead salmon on their heads, like a hat. I think it's this image you see here.
Yeah. Strange.
It's very strange. Experts have no idea why orcas would want to wear a fish hat, much less why they are reviving a trend that was last seen in the 1980s. In 1987, actually, a female orca in northeast Pacific was seen wearing a dead fish on her nose. It could be that they're storing food for later. It could be that they have a very macabre sense of humor. Or that it feels good somehow. I guess we will never know, but it is certainly a mystery story.
Just the right place to put it.
Exactly. Well, where else would they put it, right?
Exactly. It was a fish pun in there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. You did get it. I wasn't sure if you got it.
I did get it. I got
such
it a bit
bad,
late.
Such a bad joke. I
got
sure.
It a bit late, but I got it.
Dipti, thanks a lot. Dipti, it was up for us 24.